And I think that when you have major catastrophes like 9/11, the possibility of there being precognition is definitely there. And in fact, soon after the 9/11 disaster, I ran a series of ads in New York, in Union Square, and in the Village Voice newspaper, to find out if people had had precognitive dreams about it, because it's such a dramatic event. If precognition is going to work for anything, it should work for that. And I've got dozens and dozens of these. I summarize them in my book, The Sense of Being Stared At.
But and you don't feel that they're somewhat suspect? I mean, people love to make claims about things that happened that they claim afterwards they knew were, was going to happen without documentation thereof. So,
well, the ones that I take most seriously are ones where there were independent witnesses, where people told their dreams to somebody else first.
That would be good, yes.
A lot of people who had these dreams, they were so dramatic, so unusual. I mean, one I quote in my book was from a forensic scientist who's a skeptic. You know, he said he was very reluctant to write to me about it, but he just couldn't get it out of his mind. He had this dramatic dream of flying low into New York in a plane that was heading over southern Manhattan, and he knew it wasn't on a normal flight path. He got an increasing sense of dread and foreboding, and then he could see it going towards buildings, in fact, where the World Trade Center is. And he woke up with such a shock and so disturbed, he told his wife, and for several days afterwards was really perturbed by this, and then 9/11 happened. He worked just a few blocks from the World Trade Center. So here was a guy who had something very unusual, didn't normally have these things, told somebody else, was a scientist and a skeptic, had no reason to claim this. He was very uncomfortable with the whole thing happening because it went against his worldview.
And has his worldview changed?
Well, I don't know. I haven't asked him since. But, you know, usually what happens to people when this happens is they say, well, that's a funny thing. And then, you know, a few weeks later, it's more or less business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know in his case whether this has what's happened. But I think that these cases of precognitions or precognitive dreams, some of them were so vivid and some of them were independently witnessed. I think it's not just people making it up. But, you know, the best way to monitor this kind of thing would be through phenomena like earthquakes. And that's why I think that using animals, which are more sensitive than people, and documenting people's calls would be an excellent way of doing this kind of research.
Well, Professor, we now have this wonderful tool called the Internet, and it seems to me the Internet would be an opportunity for people to record these traumatic events and then have some sort of proof that they were absolutely correct. And there's, I'm sure there are places on the Internet where these things can be recorded, are there not?
Well, I think this, for years there's been a precognition registry where people can record their precognitions. It's not a very well-known site. In fact, I don't know what it is myself. But unless you have something that lots of people know about, you're not going to get a very good readout. And that's why I think earthquakes would be such a good thing, because they're of such immediate concern in earthquake-prone areas like California. And they're so dramatic when they happen. I'm talking, of course, of big earthquakes, not the little ones that happen
all the time.
I think that would be a really, really good way to do this. And because it's of practical importance and could save lives, you know, it would be an excellent research project for testing out premonition on a large scale.
And would complement your experiments now. So you would be a logical person to perhaps organize something like that. Have you given it some thought?
I have, but since I live in London, England, it's not something that I can easily do, you know, from a huge distance. I think it's better for someone who lives in California to do it, and this is something which my colleague David Brown is thinking of taking up and may be doing in the next few months, getting something of this kind launched.